We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Hartford Athletic is moving closer and closer.
Yeah, like right across the street.
Its inaugural season. They train over at FSA, and Bruce Mandel is the genius behind this enterprise, and he joins us now. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
A genius on a Monday morning.
That's you, Betty. That's you. You're in.
Well, Merrill told me to be nice to you, so I thought that would work. So
she's a good sister.
She's a good lady. She does great work for Charter Oak. So, and your mom's pretty cool too. If I don't get her name in, I'll get yelled at. So, so every time Ray and I drive by 91, we go by the Coltsville section. We're always looking to see the progress that's being made. Now the steel structure is up on the side nearest the highway for the bleachers. That's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, the stands are going up, and those are going to be really exciting stands. They're general admission, something different, kind of unique. We want to have people come in there and just kind of have a party atmosphere on that side of the stadium, which is really kind of soccer related, and could be a lot of fun. So yeah, these stands are up, looking great.
You know, now what's going to go on the other side? Are the regular stands on there?
Yeah, that'll be more for guys like you. You know, you can be over on the west.
The elite?
The elite. You'll be getting served well and having a grand old time. But what's really fun and part of the experience is really people watching and being able to look over and see all the drums and the smoke bombs and whatever is happening. You're welcome on the east side too, guys.
Yeah, I don't think you'd want us over there. Well, no, you're looking to have fun. You don't want us there. Bruce, please. Just a quick question. What do you, It's going to be soccer. You're doing special events and stuff like that. By the way, are you doing like club level things and things like that?
Yeah, well, the beauty of this whole project, it's a community project as well as having Hartford Athletic as the team. So the community is going to have actually tremendous use of that stadium. It's an artificial turf, which is great because then you really can have use and you don't have to worry about the grass for a professional team. So you're going to have clubs. You'll have the adult league playing at night under the lights.
Oh, man.
You'll have the clubs coming in and playing championships game. You're going to have the Turkey Day football game there. I mean, all that excitement and bringing cultures and people together in Hartford, that's going to be a cathedral in a way. That's today's cathedral, you know, is modern day stadium. Yeah.
Yeah. Hartford Public and Weaver have played their Thanksgiving Day game forever. At Dillon. In fact, all the city series games used to be there. Hartford and Bulkley and Weaver, and then the big Thanksgiving Day game. I haven't been able to figure it out yet. Is the turf installed yet? When does that go down?
It's hard to see.
Yeah, the turf is installed.
Oh, it is.
If you drive by, that was the first thing that went down.
Oh.
And it's a very modern artificial turf. It's the first of its kind, actually, in this country. It's FIFA 2 compliant, which is a difficult level of certification. And the players are actually, in this case, excited to play on it. It's got a nice cushion, a 4-inch cushion. Because in the past, artificial turf was very, almost cement-like.
Yeah.
And difficult to play on. This is really the future. And for New England, for the Northeast, this is really important as we begin to grow additional teams up here in this area.
Yeah, I think I see. If you're watching like FIFA football, a guy goes down, sometimes that guy is down. Because, you know, if you're playing artificial turf, it can really hurt.
Absolutely.
Hey, one question that we always ask around here, and, you know, you kind of know the layout there. You know where Coltsville is. It's just south of there. But there's a lot of – well, it looks to me like there's a field behind. Parking, what are we going to do with that?
There's tremendous parking in the area. The city has been a great partner on this and has allotted a few lots in that area. And there's over – I think at this point we're almost 2,000 parking spots that have been allocated for the game. So – we're very focused on the game experience. We want people to come down to that area. Many people haven't in a long time. It's going to be safe. There's going to be parking. We're going to work very hard to get easy getting in and getting out.
Okay.
That's so important from a fan experience.
Sure it is.
We understand that.
Talking to Bruce Mandel, who had brought the Hartford Athletic into being, their training, getting set for the season to start in March. First home game will be in May. Is the construction, Bruce, still on track to get the first home game there?
You know, it's on track, but it won't be unlikely that we end up playing a game or two at Rentschler,
okay.
At the Rent. And in some ways it could be very exciting on May 4th, let's say, to rock the Rent and really put Connecticut on the map as a soccer state and blow it out with huge attendance and really make a statement. So we have a great plan in place. Either way, construction's construction. You really can't control it. We will be playing in Greater Hartford, and we expect and are really hopeful that we're going to have a tremendous turnout on May 4th.
Well, in follow-up with Joe, you've actually had a pretty good break when it comes to weather. It's not been terrible.
Right. That would not be an excuse right now. It would be the weather. The weather has been really, really cooperative. But, of course, we can't predict it for the next couple of months either. I would bet a little bit on some snow coming in March. I don't know about you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, because it's
Connecticut. That's what we're all talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, the first game is scheduled for Saturday, May 4th against Charlotte. And then there's a May 10th game against Memphis. What about, I kidded you the last time we were on, that the only thing that was left standing was that archaic scoreboard in the south end of the stadium.
Right.
Are you putting something new up? Is there going to be a little pizzazz there? What's going to go on with that?
It's a great question. So I have to say the corporate partnerships in Connecticut and Greater Hartford have been amazing. They've really been stepping up. They get the idea of the community and the play that we're in. They're looking for a return on investment. Well, the stadium's right on 91.
Right.
However, we are still looking for a great sponsor for the scoreboard.
Okay.
So that's kind of hanging out there. There's going to be some work done on that board, and it's one of the pieces that we want to put in place, hopefully for the beginning of the season. But I have to say that the sponsorship and the partnerships have been phenomenal.
All right.
Really excited about that.
Tell you what, I mean, just if somebody's out there and some, you know, captain of industry or just wants to get his name out there, nice exposure from 91, which would be a good thing, good for you. What kind of money are you talking for a scoreboard? I haven't priced any lately, Bruce.
It's a good question. It depends on the board, how big you go, but it's a couple $100,000 easy.
Right.
And it probably goes up from there. You can get a used one and put it. We're looking at all the different options.
Okay.
But, you know, the other thing about this project is it's not about year one. That's the beginning. And it's really the fan support. It's more important than the structure is going to be the people. And I really encourage everyone out there, go on HartfordAthletic.com, sign up, become a supporter, make a supporter group, make this your own. That's the soccer
good
culture.
Deal.
All right, Bruce, good stuff. Thanks. We'll be in touch.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye now.
Bruce Mandel.
Come on, boy. Always
gotta have a
take
scoreboard.
Him to school.
I'm a big scoreboard.
No, I agree with you.
Got to have a good scoreboard.
I agree with you, absolutely.
Because it adds to the ambiance of the place.
But it does. Would they do like a big, like a super screen kind of thing?
No, it's only 5,000 seats. You can't have the scoreboard bigger than the arena, than the field. But, I mean, something nice.
Okay.
Something to show replays.
So if you're a captain of ministry,
I didn't ask them if they're going to have a press box or not, because I'm sure they want to get their game somewhere on the media outlet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.